With the Iowa caucuses 6 days away, we're hearing about voters' fear and anxiety and anger at the national level with Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders tapping into those emotions. How are voters feeling here in Washington State? We ask the people who pay attention to this full time, the state party chairs. Susan Hutchison heads the Washington State Republican Party. We talk to her and her Democratic counterpart. You'll hear those conversations all this week. First up, the economy. I asked Republican Susan Hutchison how much reason Washington voters have to feel anxious about the economy. She said it depends where you live.
If you're living in downtown Seattle, you have a sense, because of what's happening with Amazon and South Lake Union, you have a sense that, you know, that it's just an engine that's roaring in the state. If you live outside of Seattle, outside of Bellevue, Bellevue's even busier than Seattle these days. But if you live outside, if you live in the smaller cities or in eastern Washington, you have a different view of the economy. And that is more reflective of how people feel around the country. Seattle and Bellevue is in its own little bubble. And so around the country, people are discouraged by the economy. We've heard the statistics. We know that real income has not increased for almost a decade. We know that people are having to meet obligations, and around the country, people are feeling that.
How will Washington's Republican Party help the voter who is anxious about the economy right now?
The Republicans are known as the jobs party. We're the ones who support particularly that segment of the economy that grows jobs, which is small business. And we empower people by diminishing regulations that keep people unable to grow their businesses or expand employment. So, you know, everybody knows when you vote for Republicans, you're voting against regulation, government regulation, and you're voting for a stronger economy. And that's what we do. So I feel very encouraged that this is going to be a great year for Republicans because we're known as the ones that provide a good economy.
What would you say is the number one priority for Republicans to either shrink government or expand jobs or both?
Well, I can tell you that Bill Bryant, who is running for governor and would like to replace Jay Inslee, the incumbent, I think for starters, what he wants to do is embrace, deregulation of our small businesses. And so if there is one thing Republicans can do to change the climate, and if you were to talk to a group of small business people, if you had them all in one room, the moment you mention the word regulation, you hear an ugh go throughout the room. It happens over and over. It doesn't matter if you're in a chamber of commerce or at the Rotary Club, which is full of small business owners, or just in a Republican Party event. You just always get that sense of, ugh, regulations, they're killing us.
How would you describe that feeling? Is it anxiety? Is it anger? What's the feeling behind that?
I think it is anxiety, and I do think it's anger. But in a lot of cases, it's just resignation. It's, how are we going to make this work? How are we going to move forward and make sure we can pay for our kids' college educations when the cost of doing business is growing and our profits are not? So we care deeply about people and their employment opportunities. We're also the party of upward mobility. And so what we are looking for, particularly with our young people, is for them to get into the job market with appropriate pay and opportunity to learn, to be good employees, and then the opportunity to thrive and end up reaching their potential.
Susan Hutchison chairs the Washington State Republican Party. She just gave you her take on how Washington State voters feel about the economy. Now, how are you feeling about the economy? Stacy Schaefer from Renton feels hopeful.
I think we live like in one of the most amazing places in the world, like this Puget Sound area, and like the companies that are here, the people that are here. I think everything here has the potential to be great, and so that gives me hope. God gives me hope. So that's, I always think there's opportunity regardless of what things look like.
And what about you? How do you feel about the economy this election year? Call us at 206-221-3663. Again, 221-3663. Or let us know on Twitter. Use the hashtag #electionfeels.